Good morning.
早上好。
I truly believe that we live in a very special time.
我真实的相信我们是活在一个特别的时代。
And this is one of the critical moments, perhaps, in the history of the church.
这是在教会的这个时代里面非常非常关键的时刻。
And this is the time we pray this prayer.Revive your work.
这就是我们来做这个祷告的时候，就是复兴你的工作。
There is no other prayer is more appropriate for this time.
在这个时候，没有其他的祷告比这个祷告更合适的。
And there is no other people, no other person can do this work except our Lord Jesus.
也没有其他的人可以来有这样的祷告，除了在主耶稣基督里面。
Let's read a few scriptures. The first one is from the book of Habakkuk.
让我们来读一些的章节。第一处是在哈巴谷书。
Let's read book of Habakkuk.
让我们来读哈巴谷书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Habakkuk.Chapter 3, verse 2.
哈巴谷书三章二节。
Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华啊。求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
Revive your work in the midst of the years.
求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
Turn to Psalm 80.
让我们翻到诗篇第八十篇。
Psalm 80, verse 3.
诗篇八十篇第三节。
Psalm 80, verse 3.
诗篇八十篇第三节。
O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved.
神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved.
求你使我们回转。使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Isaiah 62,
以赛亚书六十二章
，verse 6,
第六节。
Isaiah 62, verse 6,
以赛亚书六十二章第六节。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all day.And all night they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷。使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
The last verse in Book of Acts.
最后一处是在《使徒行传》。
Chapter 3, verse 19.
第三章十九节。
Book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19.
使徒行传三章十九节。
Therefore, repent and return.So that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
Repent and return, so that your sin may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you that we have read the letter of your word.
父啊，我们感谢您，因为我们读了您自己的话语。
Now we need the Holy Spirit to interpret this word to our spirit.
现在我们需要圣灵在我们的灵里来做解释的工作。
So that we can enter into the feeling and the spirit of these scriptures.
所以我们可以进入这些章节里面的感觉和灵意。
We ask your grace and mercy so that we will have a heart that are ready to listen to your word.
求您赐给我们恩典跟怜悯，让我们有一颗心预备好来听您的话。
And I ask Holy Spirit to work in our heart.
我们求圣灵在我们心里做工。
To witness for your words.
来为您的话来见证。
We give this hour into your hands.
把下面的这一个小时放在您手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the Habakkuk, and the prophet Habakkuk is a prophet at the very end of the history of Judah.
这位先知哈巴谷，他所在的年代是在犹大国最后的日子里面。
And that was about 2,600 years ago.
那是大概2600年前。
And it is about the time Judah will be destroyed by Babylon.
在那个时候，犹大国即将要被巴比伦毁灭。
And this prophet was given a vision.
然后这个先知就得到一个异象。
And this vision is none other than this vision of destruction.
那这个异象呢，就是讲到这个毁灭的异象。
This vision is about the coming Chaldean invasion and destruction of Jerusalem.
在这个异象里面就看到加勒底人他们怎样来到这里侵略并且毁灭。
Put yourself in the shoes of the prophet.
如果把我们自己放在这个先知的位置。
You are the prophet of Judah.
你是犹大国的先知。
And you were given this vision about the destruction of Jerusalem.
但你得着的意象却是耶路撒冷被毁灭。
And the Lord revealed to him this will happen.
然后神就向他启示这一定要发生。
And how will you feel?
你的感觉会是怎么样?
What is your heart's condition at the time?
你心的光景会如何?
And this is the prayer of the prophet.
这个就是先知的祷告。
Revive your work in the midst of the years.
求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
If there was ever a time, the people of Israel need to hear the words, and this is the time.
如果在以色列人历史上有一个时候他们需要听神的话的话，就是这个时候。
And this is one of the critical moments.Of the history of Israel.
在以色列历史上这是非常关键的一个时刻。
And this vision was given to this prophet.
这个先知也得了这样的意象。
And he need to communicate this message to his people.
他也需要把这个意象跟这些百姓来交通。
Brothers and sisters, although this happened 2600 years ago,
弟兄姐妹们，虽然这件事发生是在2600年前，
But there are remarkable similarity between that time and this time.
但是那时候与现在的光景却是极其相似。
So the message in Habakkuk is very relevant today.
所以哈巴谷书里面的信息与今天非常有关系。
And this is a message of revival.
就是这个复兴的信息。
Revive means to live again.
复兴的意思就是复活。
Revival is nothing more than the presence of the Lord amongst His people.
复兴的意思就是神在他的百姓中间与他们同在。
At those difficult times,
在那个困难的时候，
the urgent need of God's people is to enter into the presence of our Lord.
神的百姓他们最紧急的需要就是进到神的同在里面。
Revival itself is not the purpose.
这个复兴并不是目的。
Revival is the means to an end.
它是一个进入目的、达到目的的途径。
God's eternal purpose is not revival.
神永远的旨意并不是复兴。
God's eternal purpose is the recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
神永远的旨意是恢复主耶稣的见证。
However, in history, revival is the beginning of a recovery.
然后在历史上面，每一个复兴都是一个恢复的开始。
God used revival to begin a work of recovery.
神使用这个复兴来做恢复的工作。
As we read in the Old Testament, we find God's people often strayed away from God.
当我们来读旧约的时候，经常看到神的百姓从神的面前离弃。
There is a whole book called Judges.
有整本书叫做士师记。
This book illustrates this matter.
在士师记里面就来启示这样的光景。
In book of Judges, we saw the people of Israel, they live their life in the cycles.
在士师记里面我们看到神的百姓的生活就像在那里循环往复。
First, they forsook the Lord.And they serve Baal.
就是他们离弃神来服侍巴利。
Then God gave them away to the enemy.
然后神就把他们交在仇敌的手里面。
And the hands of the Lord is again against his own people.
这时候神的手是来对付他自己的百姓。
And they were distressed.
然后他们就落在苦难里面。
And they cried to the Lord.
然后他们就向神来呼求。
And the Lord will raise up a judge.
神就兴起一个士师
，and the judge will deliver them out of the misery.
然后神就借着士师把他们从苦难里面解救出来
，and they will have a period of peace.
就有一段和平的时期。
Then the cycle started again.
然后这个循环又开始
，and again and again.
又开始又开始。
It's not only in Judges.
不光是在士师记里面。
We see the cycle throughout the history of Israel.
在以色列人的历史上面，这样的循环一直在进行。
Not only in the history of Israel, we see the same cycle happening in the history of church.
不光是在以色列人的历史上，在教会的历史上也是这样循环往复。
Even in the end of the first century, when John wrote the letter to the seven churches.In Asia Minor,
甚至在第一世纪末期的时候，约翰写给亚细亚的教会这七封信。
The need for revival was obvious.
在那里，对复兴的需要是如此的明显。
Even the strong church like Ephesus,
甚至在这样刚强的教会，比如以弗所那里。
They have deeds, they have toil, and they have perseverance.
他们在神面前有行为，也有劳碌，也有忍耐。
They do not tolerate evil men.
他们也不能容忍恶人。
They can even test and discern false apostles.
他们甚至可以试验出来那些假使徒。
But by the end of the first century, the Ephesians have left their first love.
但是到第一世纪末了的时候，以弗所的教会已经离弃了那起初的爱心。
In other words, in the midst of the years, Ephesus left their first love.
或者说，在那些年间，以弗所教会已经离弃了那起初的爱心。
The church in Sardis.
比如在撒迪的教会。
The Lord said, I know your deeds.
神说，我知道你的行为。
You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
按着名你是活的，其实你却是死的。
Wake up, strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die.
他说你要警醒，要坚固那剩下将要衰微的。
Can you imagine? Less than 100 years, this church of Sardis is dead.
您能够想象吗？在100年不到的时候，这个萨迪教会已经进入到死的光景。
They are alive in name only.
他只是名字是活的。
In the midst of the years,They lose their spiritual reality.
在那些年间，他们已经失去了那个属灵的实际。
Then there was church in Laodicea.
然后有老底家的教会。
They were poor. They were blind. They were naked.
他们贫穷、瞎眼，而且赤身。
But they believed they were rich and wealthy and needed nothing.
他们却觉得自己是富足的。是发了财的，而且一样都不缺。
In another word, in the midst of the years, they become blind.
或者说，在那些年间，他们就成为瞎眼的。
They did not know their true conditions.
他们不知道自己真实的光景。
Have you ever wondered about this yourself?
我们自己有没有思想过呢？
Why is this?
为什么会这样？
Why people of Israel have these cycles?
为什么以色列民他们有这样的循环往复呢？
Why the history of church experience the cycles?
为什么教会也在这里兜圈子？
Have you considered this before?
你有没有思想过这件事？
Do you experience the cycle in your own spiritual life?
在您自己属灵的生活里面，有没有经历过同样的这样的兜圈？
Then we may need to know the reasons.
那我们需要知道原因。
When God took people of Israel out of Egypt, they were so happy.
当神把以色列民带出埃及的时候，他们如此的喜乐。
They were like those who dream.
他们就像那些做梦的人。
God filled them with laughter.
神就把喜笑充满在他们中间。
They shout with joy.
他们在那里欢呼，在那里快乐。
But not too long.
但不久之后。
And they strayed away from the Lord.
他们就从神那里远离了。
What is the reason for this?
为什么呢？原因在哪里？
The reason is this.
原因就是在这里。
God took them out of Egypt.
神把他们带出埃及。
But Egypt is still in their heart.
但是埃及却还在他们心里。
God has not removed the Egypt from their heart.
神还没有把埃及从他们心里面挪去。
As long as Egypt is in our heart,We will not get out of the cycles.
如果埃及还在我们心里，我们就不会脱离这样的循环。
When the people of Israel returned to Jerusalem from Babylon, they were so joyful.
当那些以色列民从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们也是同样的喜乐。
But not too long.
但也是不久之后。
They stopped.The recovery work for 15 years.
他们恢复的工作有15年。
They start building their own house.
然后就开始来建自己的房屋。
So why was that?
为什么当时会那样？
Because God took them out of Babylon.
因为神是把他们带离了巴比伦。
But Babylon was still in their heart.
但巴比伦还在他们的心里。
As long as Babylon still in our heart, we will experience these spiritual cycles.
如果巴比伦还在我们心中，那我们在属灵里面还要来经历这样的兜圈子。
This is the reason.
这就是原因。
This is the reason we experience this up and down and up and down.
这就是我们为什么起伏又起又伏。
There is always one reason.
任何事都有原因。
Just like Ephesus, there is one issue.
在以弗所就有这样一个问题。
In Sardis, there is another issue.
在撒迪也有另外的一个问题。
Laodicea, there is an issue.
在老底家也有一个问题。
In the same way, there is an issue between us and Lord.
同样的，在我们与主之间也有一个问题。
I don't know what your issues are.
我不知道您与主之间的问题是什么。
But there is an issue.
但一定有一个一件事一个
There is an issue between you and the Lord.
在你与主之间有一件事
Unless this issue is resolved, you would not be able to get out of cycles.
如果这件事不解决，我们就不能脱离这样的圈子。
You can experience revival.
你可以来经历复兴。
But that the same thing will draw you down again.
但同样的事情要再把你拉下去。
How can a church like Ephesus lose that first love?
为什么像以弗所这样的教会都会失去那起初的爱心？
How come the Sardis will be dead?
为什么撒迪会成为死的教会？
And lose that reality.
失去那个属灵的实际。
How can Laodicea lost their eyesight.
为什么老底家会失去他们的眼目？
Without even knowing it.
他们甚至自己都不晓得这件事。
They believe they can see.
他们相信自己能看见。
It's not only they lose it.
不光他们失去了。
But they lose it without knowing it.
而且他们失去的时候自己都不知道。
How did it happen?
为什么会发生？
It did not happen overnight.
不是转眼之间就发生的。
The spiritual declension did not happen overnight.
属灵的倒退不是一下发生的。
They lose it inches by inches.
他们是一寸一寸的失去。
We slip away from the Lord inches by inches.
我们从神面前离开是一点一点离开的。
Some of you, when you are graduate from college, then your waistline is about 28 inches.
我们中间有的人从大学毕业的时候，您的腰围是28寸。
And by now, you're 40, and your waistline is 36.
今天您40岁的时候，您的腰围是36寸。
You don't get from 28 to 36 overnight.
您不是过了一夜就从28寸到了36寸。
And how did it actually happen?
那怎么样发生的呢？
You grow a little bit every day.
因为你每天都长一点。
You don't even notice.
自己都不知道。
You don't see any differences between today and yesterday.
今天与昨天你看不出来有任何
区别。It looks the same.
看起来是一样的。
But there's a little bit.
但就那么一点点。
And you grow a little bit in a day.
每一天你就长那么一点点。
Before you know it, you have a 36 inches waistline.
然后当你发觉的时候，已经是36寸的腰围。
Maybe it all starts on a particular Friday.
或者是从某一个星期五晚上开始。
Maybe the Friday is a very cold Friday night.
也许那一天是很冷的一个星期五。
And it happened to rain very severely.
然后那一天可能下雨非常的大。
And you consider in your heart, should I go or should I not?
在心里你就在想，今天我到底去还是不去。
And you say, well, it's too cold.Children are young. I'll stay home tonight.
也许天气太冷，也许孩子还太小，所以今天我就留在家里吧。
It's just a one Friday night.
只是一个星期五而已。
It doesn't make any differences.
不会有什么区别的。
Whether I is there or not, it doesn't make any differences.
我今天去或者不去都没有什么区别。
A Friday night here, a Sunday morning there.
今天是礼拜五。下一次就是主日。
Gradually, very gradually, then your attendance becomes irregular.
慢慢慢慢，你参加聚会就成为慢慢就不太正常。
Before you know it, you straight away from the meetings.
当你真正发现的时候，你已经离开聚会很久了。
In the book of Song of Song, and Solomon mentioned this.
在雅歌里面所罗门提到这件事情。
Solomon said that we have a vineyard that God planted for us.
在雅歌里面 他提到有这样一个葡萄园是啊神所耕种的。
Each one of us, God planted a vineyard for us.
我们每一个人，神为我们预备了一个葡萄园。
And this vineyard symbolizes our spiritual life.
这个葡萄园代表的就是我们属灵的生命。
But Solomon said, "You need to catch the fox, the little fox."
但是所罗门说要擒拿小狐狸。
There are little fox.
有一些小狐狸
running around,
在那里跑来跑去。
Will ruin your vineyard.
他们会来破坏你这个葡萄园。
Maybe you say, "No, just a little fox."
有的时候我们说就是一个小的狐狸。
I have a big vineyard.
我有一个很大的葡萄园。
What a little fox can do, just let it do what the little fox wants to do.
一个小狐狸而已，就让他做他想做的。
Just a little fox.
就是一个小狐狸而已。
So you let the fox, enjoy your vineyard.
然后这个小狐狸就来享受你的葡萄园。
Gradually, this little fox will destroy the entire vineyard.
慢慢的，这个小狐狸要破坏整个的葡萄园。
No one loses the vineyard in a single day.
没有人一天就失去了这个葡萄园。
You lose the vineyard gradually.
是慢慢的、渐渐的失去了这个葡萄
园。You don't know the differences between today and yesterday.
你在今天跟昨天之间找不出区别。
But if you do not catch that fox,
但如果你不去擒拿的话，
your vineyard will be gone.
你的葡萄园就这样失去了。
Our human being has this very strange capability.
我们作为人来讲有一个很奇怪的功能。
We can accommodate the present condition and consider it normal.
我们可以容让现在的光景、现在的环境，而且觉得它是正常的。
We look at the vineyard, it doesn't look different than yesterday.
我们看到这葡萄园，觉得跟昨天没有什么区别。
So we think this is normal.
我们想这是很正常的。
And a day later, then we look at the vineyard, it's not that different from yesterday.
然后再过一天，我们再看，与昨天还是没有任何区别。
Then we accept that as a new normal.
然后我们就把那一天又当成是正常的一天。
If you continue to go on like that,
如果我们一直这样下去的话，
one day you are blind, but you don't even know it.
有一天你会瞎眼，而且你自己都不知道。
You are naked, you don't even know it.
你是赤身的，你自己都不知道。
You are poor, and you think you are wealthy.
你是贫穷的，但你却觉得你发了财。
During Jesus' time, if you go into the temple during that time,
如果在耶稣那个时代，你进到圣殿的话，
if you are a tourist and you tour Jerusalem 2,000 years ago,
如果您作为一个旅客，你在2000年前去参观那个圣殿的话，
and you go into the temple, and you will realize, is this the zoo or is the temple?
可能那时候您会想，这是动物园呢，还是圣殿？
Am I get to the wrong place? I'm here to visit the temple.
我是来到一个错的地方吗？我是要看圣殿。
But how can I see animals here?
为什么我看到这些牛羊？
You wonder, did you go to the wrong place?
您自己会问，我是不是来到一个错的地方？
Then you turn around, then you see the banks.
然后你再转眼，又看到那些兑换银钱的。
Hey, you see the merchants.
然后你看到那些商人。
You don't know where is that place.
你就不了解那个地方到底是什么地方。
That is the temple.
那个是圣殿。
There are people coming in and going out every day.
每天都有人进进出出。
Nobody thinks it's not normal.
没有人当时觉得这件事不正常。
Everyone agrees.That animal need to be there.
每个人都同意那些动物应该是摆在那里。
Everyone agree the bank, the money changers, the merchants need to be there.
大家都同意兑换银钱的跟那些做生意的应该在那里。
How did they get from the original temple service to the temple of that day?
什么时候从当初那个圣殿会到那天那样的情形？
It did not happen overnight.
不是转眼间就发生的。
It happened inches by inches.
是一寸一寸发生的。
Until one day when Jesus came to the temple, She was burdened.
当那一天耶稣进到圣殿的时候，他心里面就焦急。
And he was angry.
他那天而且非常的愤怒。
Can you see?
我们看得见吗？
Can you see how easy you and I can fall?
看得见我们是何等容易的这样的来堕落。
We are very dull with the Holy Spirit.
我们对于圣灵是非常的迟钝。
We are dull to many of the sins God against.
我们对于神心目中的那些罪是非常的感觉迟钝。
Unforgiveness.
比如不饶恕人的。
Do you have unforgiveness?
我们心里面有没有不饶恕人？
Do you know that this is a sin?
我们知不知道这就是罪？
Do you tolerate the sin?
你能不能容忍这样的罪？
Greed.
贪婪。
Greed is a sin.
贪婪是罪。
Ambition.
狂傲。
野心。
野心。
Envy.
嫉妒。
Strive.
自夸的。
增进。
增进。
Arrogant.
自夸。
Disobedient to parents.
被约的。违背父母的。
Do you realize disobedient to parents is a sin?
有没有意识到违背父母是罪？
Without understanding, 无知的。
无知的。
Untrustworthy,
被约的。
Unloving,
无亲情的。
Unmerciful,
不怜悯人的。
These are sins,
这些都是罪。
But are we sensitive to the sins?
但我们对这些罪有没有这样的敏感？
Or we think that this is normal?
或者我们觉得这些都很正常？
Disobedient to parents, many people disobey their parents.
违背父母，很多人都违背父母。
So that's the normal condition today.
所以今天这样的事情是正常的。
Unloving, many people doesn't have that love.
无亲情的，在今天这个世上，很多人都没有爱。
So this is normal.
所以这是正常的。
You can't find mercy on this world.
在这个世上，我们也找不到怜悯。
So unmerciful is normal today.
所以不怜悯人的也是正常。
These are sins.
这些都是罪。
Are we dull to the Holy Spirit?
我们对于圣灵是不是这么迟钝？
Brothers and sisters, do you think we need revival?
弟兄姐妹们，您觉不觉得我们需要复兴？
If the Lord want to speak to us today, what do you think the Lord would mention?
如果今天神要对我们说话，您觉得神要说什么样的话语？
Do we still love the Lord?
我们是不是还爱主呢？
Have we lost that first love ourselves?
我们自己有没有失掉这个起初的爱？
Do we have that spiritual reality in us?
在我们里面还有没有这样属灵的实际？
Are we blind to our true conditions?
我们能不能了解自己真实的光景？
We don't have too much time to waste.
我们没有太多的时间可以浪费。
We live in a very difficult times.
今天我们是活在一个非常艰难的时代。
If you look around, you will see things are happening.
如果我们周围看一看的话，有许多事情在发生。
We have two wars.Going on.
现在有两个战争正在进行。
And we just add another one.
现在我们又加了另外一个。
And there are other things that are happening right now.
还有其他的事也是现在正在发生的。
And there are many other countries in the Middle East that were burning.
在中东有许多的国家在那里焚烧。
If we want to save civilian in Libya, what about those civilian in Bahrain?
如果我们看到在利比亚那些民众他们所经历的话，那或者是在叙利亚，在巴林，在巴林那个地方也在发生。
How about Syria?
还有叙利亚。
How about Saudi Arabia?
还有在沙特。
The same thing is happening all around Middle East.
在中东那里每个地方都发生。
We don't even know what the ultimate outcome of Egypt yet.
我们也不知道埃及最后的结果会是怎么样。
The whole Middle East is burning right now.
现在在整个中东似乎都有火在燃烧。
And it's not something we can take light of it.
我们不能轻看这些事情。
Then there was the earthquake.
然后还有地震。
Then it's a 9.0 earthquake.
这个是9.0级的地震。
An entire coastline of Japan shift as much as 8 feet.
整个日本的他们的海岸线移动了8英尺。
Even the axis of the earth is moved by 4 inches.
甚至这个地球的轴心也移动了4英尺。
4寸。
哦，4寸。Sorry.
It's something very, very significant.
这是非常非常严重的一件事情。
And you look at the country that we live in, United States.
我们看看今天我们所生活的美国。
United States is in a very rapid decline, socially, economically, and morally.
今天在我们生活的美国，不管是社会、道德，还有经济，都是在急速的衰落。
The speed of declination is alarming.
这个衰落的速度应该让我们非常的警醒的。
And you look at church in general today, it's in a lukewarm condition.
今天我们看到教会普遍的光景就是不冷不热。
We live in the days of Laodicea.
今天我们就活在老底家的这个时代。
Outwardly, we still have many, many things.
在外面我们还有许多的事情。
And we seem to be rich and wealthy.
看起来似乎是富足的。
But in reality, we are poor.Blind and naked.
其实我们是贫穷、瞎眼跟赤身的。
It is time to pray for this revival.
是该为这件事来求复兴的时候。
How the Lord revives us?
那神怎么来复兴我们
？How does the Lord revive us individually and corporately?
神怎样在我们个人也在团体里面来复兴我们
？God revives us individually through repentance.
在个人来讲，神让我们借着悔改来复兴。
So what is repentance?
什么是悔改
？Repentance is to see your true condition in the light.
悔改就是在光里面看到自己真实的光景。
Without light, we cannot see our true condition.
没有光的话，我们看不见自己真实的光景。
So some say, "Oh God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon me."
所以在诗篇80篇那里讲。说神呐、啊，求你，脸光来发光，我们便要得救。
So we will be saved.
我们便要得救。
We need to pray that the face of God shine upon us.
我们需要祷告，让神脸的光来照我们。
Without the light, we were not able to see our true conditions.
没有光的话，我们看不见自己真实的光景。
We do not see that there is injustice on our lips.
我们就没有看到在我们舌上原来有不义。
We cannot see there is a violence in our hands.
我们就看不到我们手中有强暴。
We do not see that we are not righteous.
我们也看不到我们原来是不洁净的。
Without the light from the Lord, Job believed he is as righteous as anyone else.
没有神的光的话，约伯相信他是比所有的人都要正直。
But under the light of our God,And Job said, "Therefore, I repent in dust and ashes."
但是在神的光里面，约伯可以说我在炉灰中来悔恨。
Job used almost 38 chapters to prove he's righteous.
约伯大概用了38章来证明他自己没有错。
But at the end, when the face of God shined upon him, he said, "I repent."In dust and ashes.
但是在最后神的光照到他的时候，他说我在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Without the light, we cannot even see that is so obvious.
如果没有这个光的话，这么明显的事我们都看不到。
Today, there are many problems around us.
今天在我们周围有许多的问题。
Even in our family.
甚至在我们的家庭里面。
The issueThe problem in our family is very obvious.
在我们家庭里面的问题是非常明显的。
But we cannot see it.
但我们却看不见。
It is so obvious, but we just cannot see it.
如此的明显，但我们却看不见。
Because We need the face of God to shine upon us, enable us to see it.
我们需要神的脸光来照我们才能看到。
Ephesus would never be able to see that they lost the first love.
以弗所的教会永远也不会看到他们已经失去起初的爱。
Sardis would never realize they were dead already.
萨迪也永远不会意识到他们原来已经是死的。
Laodicea would never realize they were blind.
老底家也不会相信他们原来是瞎眼的。
David was the same way.
大卫也是如此。
Before the face of God shone upon him, he sentenced himself to death.
当神的脸光没有照到他之前，他甚至定自己的死罪。
He said that man should die.
他说行这事的人该死。
And Nathan said that man is you.
哦，拿单对大卫说，你就是那人。
The David said, I have sinned against God.
大卫对拿单说，我得罪耶和华了。
How much we need the face of God to shine upon us.
我们何等需要神的脸光来照我们。
If we have this light, we will realize the problem around us is the Lord's doing.
如果我们在神的光中，我们知道周围所有这些事都是出于神的。
It's of the Lord.
是出于神的。
Often we think this is my husband.
有的时候我们想到这是我的丈夫。
This is my wife.
或者我的妻子。
This is my mother-in-law.
或者是我的岳母。
This is my boss.
或者是我的主管。
It is my child.
或者是我的儿女。
It's my brothers.
或者是我的弟兄。
It is the sister.
或者是那个姐妹。
And that is the problem.
他才是问题。
Under the light of the face of our Lord, we realize it's the doing of our Lord.
然后在神的脸光里面，我们可以看到，原来这是神的作为。
We see the true condition of our own vineyard.
我们就看到我们自己葡萄园真实的光景。
For those we serve in the God's house,
对于那些在神家服侍的人
，Do we know the true condition of the vineyard?
我们知不知道这个葡萄园真实的光景
？Or you think it's normal?
或者我们觉得这是正常的
？This is just a normal. We're normal church life.
我们的教会生活非常正常。
We need that face of God to shine upon us.
我们需要神的脸光来照我们。
To see our true conditions.
看到我们真实的光景。
Repentance is not only under the light. Repentance is turning away under the light.
悔改并不只是在光中，悔改还包括转离。
We need to return to God.
我们需要回到神面前。
When we see our true conditions,
当我们看到自己真实的光景
，we must turn from our own ways.
我们必须从自己原来的那条路上要转回。
When Paul saw the face of God shine upon him, Paul asked the Lord, "Lord, what should I do?"
当保罗在神的光照到他的时候，他就问主：“我当做什么
？”Paul asked for new directions.
保罗在那里向神问一个新的方向。
Paul can no longer go on like that.
他不能再像原来那样。
He need a new direction.
他需要有一个新的指引。
The Lord, what should I do?
他就问主，我当做什么？
This is repentance.
这个就是悔改。
When the light shine upon the prodigal son.
当这个光照到那个浪子的时候。
And this prodigal son, all of a sudden,Was awakening.
这个浪子突然间就苏醒过来。
He said, "How many of my father's servants have food to spare?"
在我的父亲家里这么多的仆人，这么丰富。
And here I am starving to death.
但我在这里却似乎要饿死。
Brothers and sisters, this son not only see his true condition, he saw the irony of his conditions.
不光这个浪子看到他自己的光景，而且他看到。真实的
荒谬
哦，他看到自己的荒谬。
Many times, if we understand the true condition,
如果我们了解自己真实的光景
，we couldn't ever believe it.
我们自己都不能相信。
How often we like this prodigal son?
我们经常也像这个浪子一样。
We do not have the light.
没有光。
So we long for the pots that the pigs eat.
我们甚至要与猪来抢食。
That's the longing in our heart to have more pots.
在我们的心里就想多得一些豆。
Without knowing how ridiculous that is.
如果没有光的话，这是何等荒谬的一
件事。Without the light of God, we're after the pots.
我们没有光的话，却是去来抢那些豆荚来吃。
But when the face of the Lord shined upon us, we realize how ridiculous that is.
但是当神的光照到我们，我们就发现何等荒谬。
My father's servant has food to spare.
我的父的家中这么的丰富，有这么多的食物。
Am I starving to death and long for the pots that pigs eat?
今天我却在这里挨饿要死，而且与这个猪来抢豆荚吃。
We need to turn away from the vanity.
我们需要从这个虚空里面转回。
The biggest danger today around us is vanity.
今天我们所面对的最大的问题就是虚假。
虚空
。
How many of us are in the vanity?
在我们中间有多少人是活在这个虚空里面？
How many of us spend hours and hours in vanity?
在我们中间有多少人整个小时整个小时的活在这个虚空里面？
Hours and hours on the video games.
多少个小时我们在那里来玩电子游戏？
Hours, hours on surfing.
多少的小时我们花在上网上面？
Hours and hours on movies.
多少小时我们来看那些影视剧？
These are vanity.
这些都是虚空。
We need to turn away from the vanity.
我们需要从虚空来回转。
Those who repent and return, there will be a time of refreshing.
在那些悔改来转回的人里面，在他们里面有一个重新的更新。
If the Lord, if the face of God shine upon us, we will see clearly that is vanity.
如果神的脸光来照我们的话，我们会真实的看到那些都是虚空。
Then we need to return.
然后我们需要来回转。
Demonstration of our repentance. 意思是证一个我们悔改的证据。
这是我们悔改的一个证据。
Now God not only want to revive us individually, God wants us to revive us corporately as well.
神不单要在我们个人里面来做复兴的工作，他也要在团体来做复兴的工作。
So how did God revive us corporately?
那神怎样在团体来做复兴的工作？
It is through prayers.
是借着祷告。
Whenever God remembered his people, the revival began.
当神来纪念他百姓的时候，就是复兴开始的时候。
If you read the Old Testament, this phrase occurs over and over again.
如果我们读旧约的话，这个章节一直一直的一直一直被提到。
In Genesis, God said, God remembered Noah.
在创世纪里面提到神纪念挪亚。
And it mentioned about God remember Abraham.
那里讲到他纪念亚伯拉罕。
And it said God remember Rachel.
在那里说他顾念拉结。
Whenever God remember us, revival began.
当神来纪念我们的时候，复兴就开始。
And this is how the Lord revive his people.
这就是神怎样来复兴他的百姓。
By remember us.
就是来纪念我们。
But how can God remember us?
那神怎么样来记得我们呢？
How can God remember us?
神怎样来纪念我们呢？
This is where watchman comes in.
这就是为什么会有守望者。
In Isaiah 62 verse 6, Isaiah said, On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all day and all night. They will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourself.
在以赛亚书62章第6节，那里说，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
What is the purpose of watchmen?
守望者他们的意义在哪里？
The only purpose for the watchmen is to remind the Lord.
守望者的职责就是来提醒神。
You who remind the Lord.
就是那些来提醒神的人。
Take no rest for yourself.
你们不要歇息。
God needs us to remind him.
神需要我们来提醒他。
So he can remember us.
他就可以来纪念我们。
And revival would begin.
复兴就会开始。
This is the secret of reviving.
这个是复兴的一个秘密。
God desires to revive us.
神他愿意来复兴我们。
But God needs to be reminded.
但神需要被提醒。
Does God forget about us?
是不是神忘记我们了呢？
No, God never forget about us.
神从来没有忘记我们。
But revival is not something God will do alone.
但复兴不是神他愿意单独来做的。
God is waiting for a collaborator.
神在那里等候一个合作的人。
God is waiting for a watchman on earth to remind him.
神在那里等地上有守望的人。
When there are watchmen on earth to remind him, God will remember his people and revive his work.
当地上有守望者来提醒神、呼吁神的时候，神就来纪念他自己的百姓，就会有复兴。
The who appointed the watchman?
那谁来指定这个守望者呢？
It's the Lord himself who appointed the watchman.
是神自己来指定守望者。
When Isaiah learned about this,
当以赛亚了解这件事的时候，
Isaiah became a watchman.
他就成为一个守望者。
At the age of 75,
是在他75岁的时候。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you are above 75?
弟兄姐妹们，有多少在我们中间已经超过75岁的？
Today, if we're over 65, we enter into a retirement.
今天，如果我们有超过65岁，已经退休了。
We rest ourselves.
我们就已经歇息了。
We let the young people go.
我们就让那些年轻人去冲。
Let them go get on the walls. 让他们上那个墙。
哦，让他们上那个墙。
I am 75.
我已经75岁了。
But Isaiah got on the wall at the age of 75.
但以赛亚在75岁的时候上了城墙。
There's no retirement age for watchmen.
对守望者来讲，没有退休的年纪。
No watchman can retire.
没有守望者应该退休的。
God needs us.
神需要我们。
God needs us to remind him.
神需要我们来提醒他。
And we will not keep silence.
我们不能够静默。
In 1857,
在1857年的时候，
During that time, our nation was divided.
在那个时候，这个国家是分裂的。
There was a very dividing issues in the nations.
在这个民族里面，有许多让这个民族分裂的那些问题。
And that biggest issue is slavery.
最大的问题就是黑奴制度。
Therefore, the nation was divided.
所以这个国家就因此分裂了。
Also, at the time, the nation is prosperous.
但同时，这个国家又是在那里繁荣。
Therefore, the condition, the spiritual condition, is very, very, poor.
所以在那个时候，属灵的光景其实非常低沉。
Then there was a businessman.
在那个时候有这样一个商人。
His name is Jeremiah Lanfer.
他的名字叫做耶利米·兰菲尔。
Many of you do not even know this brothers.
很多人都不知道，没听过这个弟兄。
His name is Jeremiah Lanfer.
他的名字叫耶利米·兰菲尔。
And he was a businessman in New York.
他是在纽约的一个商人。
He saw the condition of the nation and his people.
他看到他这些百姓跟这个国家的光景。
So one day, he got on his knees and made a very simple request to the Lord.
然后有一天，他就跪下来，向神做了一个很简单的祈求。
And he said, Lord,What will you have me to do?
他说，主啊，你要我做什么？
It's a simple prayer.
非常简单的一个祷告。
He had a true burden for the condition of the church. Then he prayed, Lord, what will you have me to do?
因为他对着教会的光景有这么重的负担，所以他就是问这样一个小小的问题，主啊，你让我做什么？
And Lord revealed to him prayer.
然后神就启示他说祷告。
So he put a little advertisement in the newspaper to have a prayer meeting for businessmen.
然后他就做了一个广告，说有商人的祷告会。
Once every month.
每个月一次。
And he advertised that, and first week, the six people, show up.
当他这个广告打出去之后，第一次有六个人。
Then the second week, 14 came.
第二周。第二次有十四个人来了。
Then the third time, 23 came.
第三次有二十三个人。
Then they decided to meet instead of once a month, they met every single day.
然后他们就决定，不是每个月来聚会一次，而是每天来祷告。
By the February 1958, every church building, every public place.Were used for prayer meeting in New York City.
然后到1958年2月份的时候，每个教会的每个地方都被用来作为祷告的地方。
And there was a reporter trying to figure out how many were gathered.
然后有一个记者，他就想知道有多少人在那里聚集。
But within 1 hour, he can only visit 12 places.
但是在这一个小时里面，他只能去到12个地方。
And that day, he counted 6,000 brothers.Praying together in unison.
然后那一天他就数到有六千个弟兄姐妹在那里一起祷告。
And the revival broke out. 10,000 were saved per week.
然后这个复兴就突然间开始，每一周会有超过一万人得救。
This revival lasts for 40 years.
这个复兴持续了四十年。
And 1 million people were saved.
有超过一百万的人得救。
This is the way of revival.
这个是复兴的道路。
Revive your work in the midst of the years.
求您在这些年间来复兴你的作为。
In rest, remember mercy.
求你在这些年间发怒的时候也以怜悯为念。
Brothers and sisters, where are you spiritually today?
弟兄姐妹们，今天您在属灵上是什么样的光景？
Do you still have that first love?
您还有没有那个起初的爱？
Do you still remember the day that you loved the Lord so much?
您还记不记得当时您是怎样的爱主？
Do you remember the day you like those who dream?
您还记不记得有一天您像那些做梦的人一样？
Your mouth was filled with laughter.
您的满舌喜笑。
Your tongue was joyful shouting.
您满口欢呼。
But now, in the midst of the years, the laughter is gone.
但在这些年间，你的喜乐都失去了。
You have no joy.
你也没有任何的享受。
Is this the time to pray like Habakkuk?
是不是这个时候我们应该像哈巴谷那样来祷告？
Ask the Lord to revive His work.
来呼吁神复兴他的作为。
Do we have that spiritual reality?
我们有没有这个属灵的实际？
We have the spiritual appearance outside.
在外面我们有属灵的一个外表。
But is it real for us when we partake the table?
但是当我们来享用饼杯的时候，有没有这样的实际？
Is your heart tender enough to hear the word of God?
我们的心是不是柔软到一个地步，可以听到主的话？
Are you spiritually alive?
在我们的属灵里面是不是活的？
Or are you spiritually dead?
或者我们是死的？
In the midst of the years, we findOurselves spiritually dead.
在这些年间，我们是不是发现自己在属灵里面是死的？
Our spiritual life is so dry.
我们的属灵生命是这么的干枯。
And we need to have the cry like Habakkuk.
我们需要像哈巴谷那样来呼吁。
Lord, revive your work in me.
主啊，在我里面来复兴你的作为。
Are we poor?
我们是不是贫穷的？
Are we blind?
是不是瞎眼？
Are we naked?
是不是赤身？
Do we see our true conditions?
有没有看到我们真实的光景？
We have to ask the Lord to shine upon us.
我们必须要呼求神用他的脸光来照我们。
If you do have this desire,
如果你真的是有这样一个渴慕，
We can pray this simple prayer.
我们可以有一个很简单的
Lord, restore us.
主啊，恢复我们。
Cause your face to shine upon me.
让你的脸光来照我。
So that I will be saved.
我可以得救。
When the light indeed shine upon you.
当 神的脸光照到我们的时候
Repent and return to God.
我们需要悔改回到神面前
Do you have a burden to see the Jerusalem become the place in the earth?
我们是不是有这样一个渴慕是看到耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的
Do you hunger for the showers of blessing that Ezekiel was talking about?
我们是不是渴慕像看到像以西结所提那个祝福像啊、雨一样淋到我们
Do you desire to experience times of refreshing?
我们是不是心里渴望我们得到属灵的更新
If you do get on the walls
如果你真是这样的话
To be the watchman
来到城墙上面
Be those who remind the Lord
做那些来提醒神的人
Are you willing to accept the challenge?
你愿不愿意接受这个挑战
And pray a very simple prayer earnestly
诚实的来做这样一个简单的祷告
and say God what will you have me to do
神啊你要我做什么
are you willing to take this challenge
你愿不愿意接受这样一个挑战
and to come to the Lord in your earnest possible way
是在你的诚实里面尽力来到神面前
and say Lord
对主说主啊
What will you have me to do today?
你今天要我做什么
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that today you're still willing to reveal your heart to us.
父啊，我们感谢您，因为直到今天您还愿意把自己的心意向我们启示。
We know that in your ability of human being to communicate.
我们知道在人里面我们在交通上面有许多缺陷。
And our inability to receive your word.
我们在接受您话语上面也有缺乏。
Therefore, we again ask for that mercy.
所以我们再一次来求您的怜悯。
Ask the Holy Spirit again to interpret your word in our heart.
我们再一次来求圣灵把您自己的话语向我们来解开。
Create that tenderness in our heart.
让我们在心里面有一个柔软的光景。
So this word will find a fertile ground.
所以这些话可以找到真是好的土。
And that will grow and bear fruit.
可以生长而且结果。
We pray for those.
我们为那些祷告。
We will pray for those who are spiritually dry today.
为那些在今天属灵里面干枯的人祷告。
We pray for those who are spiritually dead today.
为那些在属灵里面死亡的人祷告。
We pray the Lord will open our eyes.
我们祷告神您开我们的眼。
To see our true conditions.
看到我们真实的光景。
And create that deep cry in our heart like Habakkuk.
让我们心里有一个像哈巴谷那样那么深的呼求。
So we will pray, Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years.
我们可以这样祷告，在这些年间，主啊，求您复兴您的作为。
We pray in your precious name.
如此祷告，奉您宝贵的名。